A Jewish Journal article. The Braid takes on anti-Semitism with, I loved Jew, I loved Jew not. The Braid brings true stories of anti-Semitism to life in their latest salon show, I loved Jew, I loved Jew not. The production, which runs from January 17 to February 4 in California and on Zoom, seems especially appropriate in this time of heightened anti-Semitism. As always, The Braid strives for an emotional connection to a topic that we, not just Jews, but we, as humans, are experiencing. Monica Piper, both actor and writer in this production and star of the off-Broadway hit, Not That Jewish, told the Journal. The Braid is a Jewish story company with a celebrated 15-year legacy of advancing Jewish culture. To the audience, Jews and non-Jews alike, this show will offer unique perspectives on being Jewish in the face of those who, at worst, hate us, or, at best, don't understand us, Piper said. And, of course, as in every Braid salon show, the moving and soul-enriching experience of brilliant actors bringing powerfully written pieces to life. Five actors, including Piper, will take the stage to perform stories from more than a dozen contemporary writers, both Jews and their allies. Casey J. Adler, Freeform's Bunheads, Nadege August, Tyler Perry's Ruthless, Jasmine Curry, Amazon Prime's Partners in Wine, and Lisa Ann Grant, Les Miserables, on Broadway, round out the cast. Monica Piper, courtesy of The Braid. These stories are stories from Persian writers, Jews of color, Sephardim, Jews by choice, non-Jews and Ashkenazi Jews, Rhonda Spanak, The Braid's artistic director, told the Journal. We even have a story by a rabbi, Rabbi Ed Feinstein, from Valley Beth Shalom in Encino. A couple of songs, and even a story with humor by Emmy Award-winning comedian Monica Piper. Anti-Semitism touches us all, Piper said. Her story deals with a more subtle form of anti-Semitism. It's about my marriage, during which I learn that my non-Jewish husband doesn't see Jews as individuals, but more as a crude stereotype, she said. I realize, with horror, then devastating sadness, that I'm married to a man who has no idea who I am. Rhonda Spanak, photo by Penny Wolin. Curtinay Edelhart, a former journalist turned schoolteacher, came to college with no clear religious identity. Ironically, it was an anti-Semite who put her on the path to becoming a Jew. Anti-Semitism is hardly new, especially on college campuses, she told the Journal. But until recently, being a Jew of color insulated me from it to some extent. I don't have an obviously Jewish last name, and strangers don't take me for a Jew even when I wear Judaica. Since October 7, that's changed. Now, when strangers see me in Judaica, they ask me about it, she said. And when I get that puzzled question, are you Jewish? I brace myself, because odds are good something ugly is about to happen. She adds, racism and anti-Semitism are rising to levels not seen in generations. Now more than ever, our community needs honesty, empathy and unity. Spanak worked hand-in-hand with longtime collaborator and the show's director, Susan Morgenstern, to find the right composition. In creating this show, Spanak looked through The Braid's 1,000-plus archive of stories, pulling pieces that illuminated various aspects of hate and allyship. I also researched anti-Semitism through the ages, Spanak told the Journal. I don't recommend doing this, it's very depressing and so widespread that one easily can lose hope. She adds, but Jews are resilient and their contributions to the world great, so the flip side is I also felt a growing pride in how Jews have overcome such adversity through the ages. Spanak interviewed people, reviewed submissions from The Braid's website and read stories in magazines and newspapers. I was zeroing in on the pieces that would make up the show, when the events on October 7 made all of us stop, she said. For the longest time after, I felt that no matter what I did, I wouldn't be able in 65 minutes to truly dive into the theme. She had to redo the show. Spanak wanted the stories, not covered by the news, to speak to the moment. I can't think of a more perfect time to be inviting our audiences to think more about anti-Semitism, Morgenstern told the Journal. It's important to note that our shows are never political. We welcome and encourage everyone in our larger community, from every walk of life and from every culture, to hear personal stories about anti-Semitism and allies, and how this impacts us individually and, on a larger scale, how this impacts humanity. Morgenstern thinks audiences will be surprised and delighted that in addition to some serious reflection, there are ways to look at a difficult topic with humor. Yes, there are outright laughs in a show about anti-Semitism, she said. Theater provides a unique space in which people can come together to reflect and experience profound ideas and emotions together, Morgenstern said. I hope audiences leave our shows eager to discuss what they've seen, not only with their fellow theatergoers, but with others in their communities. That they find new ways to think about and talk about anti-Semitism. And that they gain some new insight and courage to grapple with this in an effort to make our world a better place. We are not alone. We have allies, and we have friends, Rabbi Feinstein told the Journal. I hope the show substantiates my faith that there is a conspiracy of the good throughout the world. I Loved Jew Not, is real, raw and reflective of this moment in time. I Loved Jew Not, will be performed in person in California and live on Zoom from January 17 to February 4. For details and tickets, go to the-braid.org/lovedjew.